This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Telugu Desam Party Chief and Chief Minister-designate Nara Chandrababu Naidu will take oath as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh this morning. Several dignitaries, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, will take part in the swearing-in ceremony. The newly elected Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, will take oath in Bhubaneswar this evening. Mr. Majhi will take oath along with two Deputy Chief Ministers, Kanak Vardhan Singh Deo and Pravati Parada. This is the first time the BJP is going to form a government in the state on its own, ending the 24-year rule of Biju Janata Dal led by Naveen Patnaik. The 52-year-old Majhi was unanimously elected the leader of the BJP legislature party in presence of central BJP observers, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav. After being elected as the Chief Minister, Mr. Majhi said his government will do its best to meet the expectations of the people of the state for which they voted BJP to power for the first time. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and Party National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the election of the leader of BJP Legislature Party in Arunachal Pradesh. The BJP has secured a landslide victory in the just concluded assembly polls, bagging 46 seats in the 60-member house. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari assumed office today. On the occasion, Mr. Gadkari conveyed his heartfelt gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for reassigning him this role in Modi 3.0. Ministers of State for Road Transport and Highways Ajay Tamta and Harsh Malhotra also took charge alongside. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist has been killed by security forces in a gunfight which broke out in Saida Sohal area of Hiranagar sector in Kathua last evening. The security forces have launched a massive search operation in the forest area in Saida Sohal village after the encounter. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Riasi police has announced the reward of 20 lakh rupees for any information about the whereabouts of terrorists involved in the recent attack on the Yatri bus in the area of Pauni of Riasi district. The sketch of militant has been prepared on the disclosure and description of eyewitnesses. The Riasi police has appealed to the general public to provide any reliable information on these telephone numbers: 920-557-1332, 9419-113-159, 9419-133-499. Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi has been appointed as the next Chief of the Army Staff. He will take charge on 30th of this month. The present Chief of the Army Staff, General Manoj C. Pandey, will demit office on 30th of June. Russian and Belarusian armed forces have begun the second phase of tactical nuclear weapon exercises. The Russian Defense Ministry said the exercises are aimed at maintaining the readiness of personnel and equipment of units for the combat use of non-strategic nuclear weapons of two countries, to unconditionally ensure the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Union State. Russian Aerospace Forces conducted exercises involving the Kinzhal hypersonic aeroballistic missiles. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued orange alert warning for heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over the northern belt of India, including Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi for next 4 days. Severe heat wave conditions are also likely in some parts of Gangetic, West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand and Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 to 4 days. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will take on USA at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. In another match, Australia thumped Namibia by 9 wickets at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua. Australia chased down the target of 73 set by Namibia in just 5.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.